This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
In one measure of child well-being among rich nations, United States came in 26th in a list of 29 wealthy countries. It's a problem some doctors, policymakers, and community activists are trying to solve.
Our next guest is part of the movement to give kids a healthy start and move them towards better outcomes later in life.
Dr. Renee Boynton-Jarrett is a pediatrician at Boston Medical Center and associate professor at Boston University School of Medicine. She's also the founding director of the Vital Village Network in Boston and a featured expert in the upcoming PBS series on child wellness called Raising America. She's in the state this weekend for the Wisconsin World Cafe. Dr. Boynton-Jarrett, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Renee, if you had to grade the United States on how well we're doing preparing children for positive health and later life outcomes, how would you say we're doing right now?
I would say we're underperforming, given our resources, our understanding of what it takes to really provide a solid foundation in early childhood that leads to many benefits and a great foundation for future life. I do believe that we could be doing so much more. We have all of the right skills, tools, and resources. It's how we're applying them.
Well, as a pediatrician, what are the biggest challenges that you see in child wellness in the country right now?
I think one of the biggest challenges that we're facing is the ability to effectively support families in putting together the most optimal resources for early childhood for their children. We know the first 3 years of life are a crucial period of time for brain development. They're a crucial period of time for laying the foundation for what would be positive health and developmental outcomes and future citizenship outcomes as well. And at this point in time, a lot of times families are really figuring out what the best thing to do is on their own. And without adequate support, they're getting a set of messages from the clinical environment and their pediatricians. They're getting a set of messages from early child care environment. They're getting separate messages from social services. And it's really important that we actually work together in a much more coordinated way to support families and make sure that every child, no child falls through the cracks.
Now, you mentioned those first 3 years as being crucial. What makes them so crucial?
It's the most heightened time of brain development. So the brain is actively developing over the first 3 years of life. The foundations of language, social-emotional regulation are developing. But also your primary attachment relationships with your caregivers are developing, and that really sets the tone for future relationships. So the first 3 years of life are a critical window where, enhancing the opportunities and resources and enrichment that children have during this early period has a huge payoff later on in life. We can do a lot of things across the life course that are beneficial to children. The value of them diminishes somewhat over time in comparison to this really critical window of early brain development and social-emotional development.
And if we miss the maximum potential of those first 3 years, what sorts of outcomes might we see down the road and on into adulthood?
Well, let's take, for example, attachment and forming a safe, secure bond with a primary caregiver. If a child fails to have that happen in, the first 6 months of life, this has a very strong impact on future relationships. It has a very strong impact on the ways in which the child engages socially in the world. So it impacts language development, cognitive function. It impacts growth. And so it has a really long extension potentially. And so although we can introduce resources later, we can try and form a secure attachment and base later, we can try and form additional set of relationships later, we don't get the same effect that we would have had making sure that that child had the best possible start.
Now, in the new upcoming PBS documentary series called Raising America, you echo a bit of what you said here, that we tend to think that parents are the number one factor in how well a child does, but it's a lot more complicated than that. You'd like to see a lot more coordination. What would that coordination look like to you?
I think that there are so many existing resources that operate almost completely separate. Like we have a bunch of early childhood trains that move on different tracks. And so families can get lost. They can have a hard time putting it all together. And the responsibility for putting it all together is up to them. I think that we could have a coordinated set of investments that we believe all children should have access to and that families have very easy access to establishing for their children. A lot of these things are things that are already in existence, high-quality child care, access to wonderful child enrichment programs that help educate families as well as children, easy access to a stable medical home where a group of providers knows a family and a child and is watching them grow and develop over time. These are things that we already know are important and make a difference. These are things that are already set up. It's just that every child is not receiving them. So can we take a larger stand from a policy perspective, public health perspective, to really kind of tighten the web of resources to make it easier for every child to experience them?
You started an organization in Boston. It's called Vital Village. What kind of work do you do there?
Well, it's very similar to what we're discussing here. We're really creating a network of relationships and working relationships and collaborations with caregivers, as well as across multiple sectors for early childhood, education, health, legal advocacy, social service, community-based programs. And our goal is really to stay in optimal communication so that we can share best practices, so that we can enhance existing efforts and build upon them, so that we can bring existing best practices into spaces that need those supports and help. And we're finding that this working together in a more concerted, collective process, we're building a greater transparency. We're sharing an accountability for child health outcomes and child development and well-being outcomes. And we're really feeling as though we're building community capacity to do a better job in supporting child well-being.
And what kind of results and stories have you seen come out of that kind of approach at Vital Village?
We're still early on in the work, but there's tremendous motivation that's there. Some of our early success has really been the relationship between bringing caregivers, parents, and community members as equal partners at the table with community institutions such as schools and hospitals and legal advocate organizations. And what we found is that we all kind of could benefit from a shared set of tools to use to work together to make more optimal programs and have them grow and flourish and do what we all have in mind. We all share the same goal. We want to see kids thrive. We want to see families thrive and have strong set of protective factors. And we want to see communities flourish. And I think we are all pretty convinced that no agency owns responsibility for all of those things to happen on their own. No one sector kind of can do it all on their own, and we can't do it without collaboration with parents and community members. So what we've really seen success in early is that we can actually begin to work together in a much more coordinated fashion, that we can begin to break down silos, and that working together and committing to a shared learning space and collective goals, aligning our goals and sharing data is actually helping cultivate a larger ability to continue to do work together, to plan work together, to design work together, and to share an accountability for optimal outcomes for child well-being.
Dr. Boynton-Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Renee Boynton-Jarrett is a pediatrician at Boston Medical Center and associate professor at Boston University School of Medicine and the founding director of the Vital Village Network in Boston. She's a featured expert on the upcoming PBS documentary on child wellness called Raising America, and she's in the state this weekend for the Wisconsin World Cafe.
I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.